I'll tell you what, I like it. I like it a lot. Andrew Farris, Run Baby Run. Andrew Farris, good morning.
Good morning, PT. I just made it.
You did, by the short and curlies, let me tell you. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm really really good, thanks. I'm off the steam train for the moment.
Mate, I reckon you've got the most manscaped beard in the country.
Yeah, well, actually, one of the local hairdressers does my beard. I won't, you know, lie about that. But I don't mind the old barber now and then.
I was with a bloke you might know on the weekend, and he actually he said to me, PT, he said, "Would you pass on my love to Andrew when you have a chat to him? Can you perhaps maybe have a guess as to who that would be?"
I don't know. Let me think about that for a minute.
Former lead singer of your band In Excess.
Oh, well, John Stevens.
It would be John Stevens, yes.
Or was it Terence Trent D'Arby or JD?
Yeah. You've had a few over the years, haven't you?
Oh, well, look, mate, we're lucky, and I'm not saying that lightly, let alone Kieran Gribben. All those people are incredible talent, and we were very lucky to have them on board before we did.
Yeah, John said, "Please pass on my love and best wishes. Haven't spoken to Andrew for a while, so."
Yeah, he's a good bloke. I hope he's okay. How is he?
Yeah, he is doing fine. He's on tour at the moment doing his Noiseworks In Excess collection, part of the Red Hot Summer Tour. He's a fairly busy boy, like you're about to be. And by the way, Andrew Farris, your new single, Run Baby Run, congratulations. I love a bit of bad boy country.
Yeah, me too. Well, yeah, you know, I've had a lot of inspiration there over the years, but also like a lot of modern country as well.
Yeah.
Just a bit of both, you know.
Why country? Why have you gone down this track?
Yeah, gone to the dark side. or Mr. Vader. Have you ever heard of Ventil? Yeah. No, it was more, I just really, you know, had felt to myself, well, you know, I've got so many songs, and over a long period of time, some more new and some old, and I started to re-record them. And I've always loved country music, and I started to re-record them on the farm where I live in northwest New South Wales, and also over in Nashville, because my wife lives, or her family lives near Nashville.
Mm.
And so I started to go to Nashville to re-record. And, of course, the level of talent and the talent pool that they have in that town is actually frightening. And they all live there. They don't leave again. And I think as I started to go through this, it was the country music engineers that said, "Look, what are you doing with this stuff?" I said, "Well, I don't really know." And they said, "Well, keep singing. It sounds good." And I'm like, used to being a lead singer, but here I am, I'm doing it.
No, you're used to probably just sitting in the background going, "Oh, I wrote that song, and I wrote that song, and I wrote that song."
Oh, yeah, look, no, I don't take that lightly, Paul. I really don't. Like, for example, when Koshy championed Never Tear Us Apart, a song I wrote with Michael all those years ago, and then it went into the Port Adelaide footy team as their footy anthem.
Mm.
I've got to tell you, I nearly fell off my seat when I saw that stadium and people. I was watching the screen, and I got very emotional, actually. I looked at it and I thought, it's got nothing to do with charts or nothing. It's got
no.
To do with our song, you know, that Michael and I wrote and In Excess performed or whatever, that's gone into Australian culture. And at that point, it kind of freaked me out a bit, to be honest with you.
And just talking about that song and hearing that backstory from you, Andrew, has given me goosebumps like you would not believe.
Yeah, well, you know, because I'm just grateful, mate. I really am. Grateful for anything, really.
It's a self-titled debut album that you've got out at the moment. Run Baby Run, one of many great tracks on that album. And the setting for the video for Run Baby Run, Andrew, it's got a bit of history behind it as well.
It sure does. That's the Merri Valley Rattler. And it pulled in to, it pulled into Amamore Station, which is on the way to the Gympie Muster.
Yeah.
And beautiful country, actually, out there in the Amamore State Forest. Well, anyway, so the Merri Valley Rattler pulled in, and there was mums and dads and kids and me and my band headed towards playing the country music festival. When the steam train came around the corner, everyone got really excited because it's a beautiful old bit of machinery with the carriages and everything. And I was able to speak to the fireman for a couple of minutes, and he kind of knew who I was. And one thing led to another, and I talked to him. I said, "Do you mind if I borrow your steam train and make a video?" And they were very kind. They said, "Yeah, okay, well, let's do it." So we joined forces and we made a crazy video.
Who's in your band, by the way, Andrew?
Well, it varies depending on where and how and when. But at the moment, I suppose, you know, the basic band, the core band, is Laurie Minson. He's an old Tamworth country music, well, he lives in Tamworth, country music legend, old East royalty, Laurie Minson. And then he plays pedal steel and banjo, lots of things actually, guitar. But also Travis New, I've got a gun hand there, a guitar player. And then we've got Mitch Farmer on the drums. He's another staple country legend. And then I've got a young fella, Tim Sampson, on bass. And he literally holds the roof up, Mr. Sampson. And and I've got Ashley Leaf out on vocals with me as well. And she's awesome, Ash. So that's our core team. But I've got other musicians that come in and out when I can afford it.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching some live stream stuff that you've also just released recently, Andrew, and my old mate Dario Bortolans on the place there, the bass drumming away. I'm going, God, Dario, you got your fingers in everything, haven't you?
Yeah, and look, Dario and I, and well, he sat in once for an excess on bass when Gary couldn't be there, unfortunately. I think it was somewhere crazy, like in South America or something. Dario came down with us, and I think he found that pretty eye-opening. That used to happen a lot with anyone that started to tour around with us in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Dario was once upon a time asked to step on stage and play bass for Susie Quattro, and I don't think his little heart could keep up.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was like when we were in excess of recording in France, and a studio girl in town and Paris, and downstairs was Ray Charles, and our dearly departed, very sad loss of Chris Murphy, our manager. He said, why don't you send a couple of songs down to Mr. Charles, Ray Charles, recording downstairs? And Michael and I looked at each other, and we said, well, he's not going to want to do one of our songs. He's Ray Charles. He's Mr. Charles. You know? And a message came back, yeah, sure. The next minute, we made a video with him. He sang a duet with Michael on one of our albums, and we played live with him on the David Letterman show. And I got to tell you, for me, playing keyboards in front of Ray Charles live on New York television was challenging. That's the only word I can use.
You must have story after story after story. When are you writing your biography, Andrew?
Yeah, I've got a lot of people interested in what I call my mind. But at the moment, I'm just happy being me. And look, I'm really grateful. I meant what I said earlier. And I have a good family, I've got good mates. And I'm okay. Everything's good, you know?
Well, the album's out.
Okay.
I'm glad you're okay. I really am glad you're okay, because you're one of the iconic figures of the Australian, if not the world, music scene. And we're loving what you're doing. Well, I am in particular loving what you're doing. I'm glad the album's finally out, because you were going to release that some time ago, but COVID put a stop to that, didn't it?
Yeah, look, COVID, I'll just briefly talk about that. I've actually had to postpone some of my interstate shows, which has really upset me, because you know, I was really, really excited to get out there and play. But ultimately, I think our authorities are trying to do the right thing. And it's a broad landscape of people with different occupations and industries. And unfortunately, for the entertainment industry, it really affects us, because the whole, just those two words, social distancing, is a nightmare.
Mm.
Because the industry relies on it, you see. It's not, no one's trying to do anything wrong, but every time that, you know, there's an alarm or someone closes a border or whatever, it smashes the music industry, you know, and other industries too, like hospitality and many others, you know, agriculture, even on borders and lots of things. But I think, for me, I think what actually happened was when COVID first kicked in, I just started to release what is now my album, that's out now, thank heavens. And at that point, you know, the record label, both in America and in Australia, said to me, look, Andrew, you can keep releasing your record, but, you know, everyone's gone home from these offices, you know, around the world. And I thought about that, and I thought there's a lot of wisdom in that. And then I said, well, to myself also, look, people are worried about their health, their family's health, their friends' health, their jobs, you know, not worried about Andrew Farris's album. So I just took the pressure off myself, went back to my life of agriculture out here in northwest New South Wales, and, you know, lucky to live on a bit of dirt out west here. And I suddenly realised I had other songs, and that's why I put out my EP that came out in between.
Mm. You're a survivor, Andrew Farris, touring April, May, and one show in Victoria. I'm hoping you get some more gigs happening in Victoria for us, Andrew, because I'd love to come down and see you. But you are at the Thornbury Theatre in Melbourne, May 8, if anyone wants to catch Andrew Farris.
Well, Paul, the thing is, you see, I've had to postpone that date. That's what I was trying to say before. I suppose I didn't say it clearly.
Oh.
I know. I'm really upset about it too. But you see, there's nothing that we can do when everyone just shuts the borders down. Because, like, for example, one of the runs that we were doing was from Queensland across to Western Australia. But we don't have the ability to sit for 2 weeks in a hotel room. It's just not. It's not viable.
It's not feasible, is it?
No. You can't do it, mate.
That's really sad.
And I will say thank you to all those people, including yourself, that say they want to come see me perform and the band, because we've got a great show, we've got great players, and I'll use the word postpone, because I fully intend to come and play when I can. I really want to do it.
All right, well, I'm going to stay in touch, as I always do, with Eva from Hot Off the Press. She's handling all your publicity, and she's a wonderful girl, and she'll keep me well aware of when the new dates get rescheduled, and we'll be only too happy to push them out there and perhaps have another chat with you, Andrew.
Awesome, Peter. I'd really like that.
That'd be fantastic. Andrew Farris, great. It is a great album. Please, as they say, do yourself a favour. It's the self-titled Andrew Farris album featuring the single you heard, Run Baby Run. It is worth a listen. Get onto your download and get it into your playlist right now. It's 11 away from 9.